She has UNLV roots, but she's really, really a nice girl, and smart as a whip. Smart as a whip. No, she really is. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Americans for Prosperity. One of the things that I think Tommy pointed out, though, that I think is really valuable, that if they can do this to the former president of the United States, they can do this to you and me. And don't think I haven't given a great deal of thought about our use, my show's use, of Twitter and Facebook and all of that. I've got to tell you, I think Americans have to vote with their feet. And if I don't know how many million, 63 million, something like that, that Trump has via Twitter and Facebook. The last number I heard was something like 63 million, something like that. That if he simply walked down the street and put out a shingle and opened his own platform, which he's doing, he's in the process of doing it, it would be great. The question is, would 63 million people abandon Facebook? Because most people I know of use multiple platforms. And I would love to see them do it. That's the way the free market economy is supposed to work. If you don't like the service that you're getting from Verizon, you can go to AT&T or Sprint. If you don't like what you're getting from Sprint, you can go to Verizon or any number of different carriers when you talk about long distance and a cell service. I mean, that's the way we were, that's the free market way of doing business. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, it pretty much looks pre-pandemic for a Friday afternoon at a quick glance. We're getting congestion on the Southern Beltway right now, 215 westbound at Gibson, 215 eastbound at Eastern. Also, do look for some reduced speed. You're working your way through the resort corridor, checking out all those beautiful buildings. Well, it's a slow ride. You'll have plenty of time. You're slow southbound at Owens, north at Sunset, about 35 through there. Also, we're getting backups on that transition ramp, merging from US 95 over to 15 southbound. And you're still slow downtown as well. 515 west at Pecos and 515 eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're going to see a lot of the St. Louis Blues in all likelihood over the next couple weeks or so. They're opening up a two-game series against St. Louis tonight, and in all likelihood, these two teams are going to match up in the first round of the postseason. The Golden Knights are very close to clinching the number one seed in the division, and the St. Louis Blues are very close to clinching the number four seed. UNLV baseball, they get back at this weekend. They are in Reno for a matchup against UNR. The Las Vegas Aviators, they lose yesterday to Sacramento 8-1. The two teams are back at it coming up tonight. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Ooh, gotta get one more gift to Kohl's. Nothing like the last minute.
The deals are great. You can get a $39.99 Amazon tablet and 60% off jewelry.
That's why I waited. You know, the deals.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 15% off and Kohl's cash.
Gotta make mom proud.
And don't forget, get it in an hour or less with free store pickup.
Yeah, procrastination really pays off.
15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
For are the ones who get going when the going gets tough. And the ones who know we're tougher together. For the Pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, one of the things, and we've talked a lot about how our schools have become radicalized. And last night, it's always neat when stuff that we talk about on the show here ends up talked about on cable news, and usually a day or two later than we do. I loved it. This is Cut 5, by the way. Laura Ingram talked last night about systemic radicalized schools and what it means to our society. I want you to hear Laura Ingram last night on the Fox News Channel. And this is Cut 5. Talking about
now, you may be breathing a sigh of relief if your son or daughter was stuck in virtual learning and is now back in the classroom. But do you really know what your school system is getting ready to marinate your kids in next fall? It's called the anti-racist curriculum, and instituting it has been one of the main goals of the far-left BLM movement for years. The killing of George Floyd last May gave them the moral cover to shame quivering white liberals into giving into their demands. Activists guilted suburban women, nervous kids, and goofy millennials to support supportive hashtags. They posted them all last May, as you remember, and June. And companies wrote huge checks to BLM to avoid being targeted. Big city mayors empathized with and even joined social justice protests as looters and violent rioters caused massive damage all around. Even Mitt Romney got into the act. He's so cool. What Mitt probably didn't understand was that it was never about standing up for equal justice for black Americans. It was always about a full-blown revolution, a series of moves designed to completely upend American society. And the only way to really accomplish that is by changing how and what we teach our kids. So they want to control language, instill fear, and enforce rules with explicit and implicit threats. And of course, some cases, life-altering punishment. Enter the twisted notion of what the anti-racist curriculum really is. It's largely the brainchild of people like Ibram Kendi. And it embodies their supposed aim of promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion in our schools. The acronym DEI, in this case, stands for divisive, erroneous, and insidious. Or insipid, or invidious. You take your pick. Now, the entire premise of this sicko undertaking is that America is systemically racist. That white privilege has infected the entire country and from the founding, by the way, and that it all has to be remade according to new, very subjective DEI standards. Schools, both public and private, are scrambling to hire DEI consultants who get paid big bucks to tell them how racist their school is, how racist it always was, And then they begin to put in new systems in place of the old systems to cleanse them of their inherent bias. Now, remember though, the learning and all that unlearning never ends because it's all deeply embedded.
I'm going to tell you something. We are witnessing a revolution in our schools. And it is time that good people stand up and take their schools back. Take our schools back. We are the ones that pay the freight. Okay? And that's why this is so incredibly bizarre what's going on. The other thing I wanted to get to before the end of this hour, we had a horrible jobs report. 266,000 jobs created. Now, that would normally be pretty okay. But the, quote, experts that we always talk about, you know, we always say it exceeded the experts' estimates. Well, the experts were saying we were going to get 1 million jobs, not 266,000, 1 million with an M. And that's why this report is so awful. So rather than wait for the president to comment, I got up early this morning and listened to Maria Bartiromo. This is cut six, by the way, cut six. And her reaction to a bad, bad jobs report.
Well, look, I think it's a fair question to ask whether or not this was self-inflicted, given the massive amount of money that we are expecting to hit the economy and how much money has already hit the economy. Look at the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. Businesses are having a hard time getting people back to work, and we are throwing unemployment benefits, $300 checks, and the like to people at home. They don't really feel an urgency to get back to the office. So that's one thing. There are some seasonal adjustments here that economists say could make this number a bit fluky, but I don't think there's any question that this economy is doing well right now. You've got the Atlanta Federal Reserve expecting growth of 13% in the second quarter. You've got an economy, broadly speaking, for the year of 2021 with expectations of GDP all the way up to 9%. So yes, this was wildly below a broad expectation from economists. I think it has to do with businesses being unable to get workers back because they don't need the money because they're getting free money from all of this spending right now.
Maria, could it also, and I don't know this, I'm just asking, in terms of we are hearing about shortages and then prices going up. So on things like lumber, gasoline is obviously going up, rental cars, copper, and then, as you mentioned, labor shortages and this concern about inflation, either short or long term.
Absolutely, spot on. I mean, you're looking at shortages in a number of commodities. You can't get the product to build the house. If you're looking at big, huge increases in the price of lumber and you can't get the lumber and you can't get the price you want, that will likely slow down the construction of the house. That will slow down the people going back on the job to work. So it's all connected. I think the inflation story is connected as well. We're seeing prices skyrocket for example, chicken. It's going to be an expensive summer in terms of commodities prices and what we're seeing on inflation.
I'm just curious if this has impacted you. And when we come back, we'll talk about whether this has impacted you in your life, maybe in your business life. We were talking with Jared Fisher the other day, and he's the owner of Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery. And we talked about he's in the process of trying to open up a couple of new businesses in northern Nevada, and he's had to put it on hold because of the high cost of construction. How is this impacting you and your business? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out if this inflation, if you will, has impacted you or your business yet. It is coming to a community near yours. I can just about promise you this is not going away anytime soon. Whether it be chips for automobiles, electric vehicles, things like that, or something as simple as toilet paper. Is it possible we're going to end up with more shortages of toilet paper? That's what I fear. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. And by the way, this is not Donald Trump's fault. This is on the watch of Joe Biden, just for the record. Again, the phone number 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Gentleman Jim Dallas brought up an interesting point. Social media is going nuts on this thing. And again, I don't know how much of a baseball fan you are, but I'm a big baseball fan. Grew up with St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals. And a guy that came from our area, went to Fort Osage High School in Kansas City, or actually in Independence, Missouri, Albert Pujols. And he was just released by the Angels. And he may play again. Don't know. He was designated for assignment. That's called DFA. That's what they say. He was DFA'd. But a lot of people, including a lot of former players, are going nuts over this thing. Jim, where did this all start?
Well, of course, when they made the announcement, the Angels, the team that Pujols has been with for half of his career, his 20-year career, people were raising an eyebrow, but they understand because he was hitting 198. And any baseball fan knows if you're under 200, they call it the Mendoza line, named after a famous
Mario Mendoza.
Famous Mario Mendoza. Who had a career batting average of 200. If you're below that line, then most people, I don't care even if you're a future Hall of Famer, first ballot, and he got dismissed unceremoniously just a couple of days ago. And you have former players David Ortiz. Boy, what a great player he was for many, many years. And Pedro Martinez, very upset with the way this future Hall of Famer has been treated. But what it reminds me of a little bit, and you go back as far as I do, Kevin, that you remember Willie Mays in his final season with the Mets when he was stumbling around at center field down there. And it really was, it was a sad goodbye. Somebody who was well past his prime and was really stumbling out there and kind of embarrassing himself. So, I don't know. I guess you could look at it two ways. Here's a guy that wasn't necessarily embarrassing himself, but, hey, if he finishes the season with a 187 batting average, that would be an embarrassment.
Well, and there are still people in St. Louis. If you remember with Albert Pujols, he was with the St. Louis Cardinals, and people to this day hate his guts for leaving St. Louis.
Right.
And even when he came back and played, I think it was 2 years ago, and he played a series in St. Louis, fans were very supportive. But there were a lot of people who spoke out, both on social media and otherwise, saying he was a turncoat, a traitor, blah, 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 blah. And they sat on their hands.
Well, the thing about Albert Pujols is obviously he had his best years. The reason he's going into the Hall of Fame is his career with the St. Louis Cardinals. It's not because of what he's done over the past 10 years with the Anaheim Angels. In fact, when you look at, he's got 667 home runs in his career. That's number five all time. There's only four guys on the first hand there. He hit 445 of those 667 in a Cardinal uniform. So he didn't perform as well as, it reminds me of Ken Griffey Jr. when he left the Seattle Mariners and then went and spent 8 years with his old hometown team. His father played for the Cincinnati Reds when he was a kid and went back to Cincinnati, and that reunion didn't work out as well either. But Albert Pujols has just not performed this year. But you would think that there would be a way to kind of dignify his great career and all the accomplishments. He hit his 500th home run as an Angel. He hit his 600th home run as an Angel. So they do love him there in Anaheim. But I think they still love him in St. Louis short of the few people that you mentioned.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be interesting to see. And the next question is going to be when he does go into the Hall of Fame and he goes into Cooperstown, first ballot, would he be wearing a Cardinal hat or an Angels hat? My bet is on the St. Louis Cardinals because that's where most of his production was. Jim, always good, man. Thanks thanks for the update. Gentleman Jim Dallas. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Now that the city's opening up, some resorts open to 100%. When do we get to take the masks off? We'll talk about that. And Dr. Kelly Victory joins us for Medical Mondays.
Now, weekday mornings, 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Nuts.com is the place to be if you want a healthy snack or a tasty treat. If you need a little help filling your pantry, you should see Nuts.com. Dried fruit, superfood, nuts and seeds, gluten-free, chocolate treats, bubble tea. We've got what you want to eat. Wholesale, single serve, condiments and nut butters, jelly beans and healthy snacks. Nuts.com is where it's at. Nuts.com.
Nuts.com is your one-stop snack and pantry shop. Shop fresh nuts, dried fruits, sweet treats, and pantry staples like quinoa, pasta, flours, and more. Find over 4,000 products at Nuts.com. First-time customers get free shipping now at Nuts.com. That's Nuts.com for free shipping.
Nuts.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we talked earlier with Jesse Turner, a GOP candidate for Congress in CD1, wants to unseat Dina Titus. And we're going to talk with another candidate in just a few minutes. Sam Peters, the owner of Peters Family Insurance and a GOP candidate for Congress in District 4, wants to unseat Stephen Horsford. I applaud any of these candidates who get out early. You know, in particular, if they're not, you know, a household name. You know, for Jesse Turner, this is great to be able to get out early, be talking about the issues. In his case, the homeless issue is a major, major issue as far as Jesse Turner is concerned. And to be honest with you, I hope that Jesse Turner has more in his quiver than just homelessness. That, you know, there are a lot of other issues, socialism and things like that that we've been talking about, the cancel culture, all of that stuff. I really hope that he goes beyond that, because that's going to be important. In this day and age,